at their annual state meeting this summer. And we were just thrilled as a foundation to bring that recognition to Bartlesville. We were recognized for our ability to engage our community to support district initiatives like elementary STEM, the agriculture and broadcasting programs, the PPE that we raised funds for a couple of summers ago. And it's a great reflection on the foundation and my board, but it's also a great reflection on our district and our leadership that really is strategic about how they engage our foundation. And then, of course, our generous community that we're all aware of in Bartlesville with their loyal support of public education.
Nice. Nice. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. And again, it's great to have Bartlesville recognized on that state platform. So we were proud of that. And then the other thing I wanted to share was that we have Bruins on the Run is wrapping up. The kids have their last practice this afternoon after school before the Woolerock 8K, which is, of course, a fundraiser for Run the Streets coming up this Saturday morning. It has been amazing to watch these kids. They've been running for about 8 weeks now through the school year. They run after school with teacher mentors who amazingly volunteer their time 3 days a week to run and mentor with these kids. The foundation supplies brand new tennis shoes, t-shirts, pays for all their race registration fees. But they've worked so hard over these 8 weeks, and we are thrilled to have them participate. We have a record number of students this year, despite kind of having a hiatus last year for the pandemic. We started the program 4 years ago with about 20 students at three different school sites. And this year we had a record number of 112 students and about 56 teacher mentors volunteering their time. So
I understand that course is uphill all the way.
It feels like it. I don't remember any downhill, and I'm not sure how that works.
Brad Dunn just was in talking about that, and he says he just loves the course because you just, you know, it's so scenic. And I said, I kept thinking to myself, yeah, hilly scenic, but it is scenic, especially this time of year.
You know, it is, and my wife and I, we're big sponsors of the Run the Streets program,
yes,
and we sponsor at a level so that our employees, and really encourage them to participate as well, so they can sign up to participate just for the cost of the shirt. And that's what kind of what Jeff and I negotiated with the Run the Streets folks. So it's truly a win-win. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have another, in addition to the folks that Blair's talking about, we'll probably have another 150 school employees that'll participate. And it's really a special event. You know, we had the Miles for Mammograms that our Bruins on the Run kids ran, and I participated in. And I think our students, several of them can run faster than me, and I think they really enjoy that. But but it's really a special, just to see the kids. Uh-huh. And because a lot of the kids in the Bruins on the Run program, you know, they're not involved in, you know, our football kids are already playing football and soccer and swimming. I mean, these are kids that really just need to be involved in something. And so proud of our teachers for taking that time to mentor them. It's really a special event.
You know, I've heard a lot of great stories through the by and by about these kids that participate in this. First of all, they never thought they'd ever be doing anything remotely
right.
like this. And then suddenly it's, hey, I got something to do. Hey, this is actually kind of fun. Wow, look at this. I'm making achievements. I'm getting victories every day.
That's right.
And sometimes that's all it takes to turn a kid around, is just getting a few victories under your belt.
Yeah, we've heard some stories from teachers who will see a child, because again, we're targeting again those kids who don't have access to extracurricular activities. But so far, knock on wood, we haven't had to turn anyone away. So we've actually got a good mix of families and students in there. But we've had teachers say that there are kids who are struggling in school for one reason or another, and they'll remind them, you know, they have to stay on top of things and behave properly to participate in Bruins on the Run, and they will turn their behavior around because they're looking forward to that Bruins on the Run training
cool thing.
That day.
Yeah.
It is.
You got to do the gruel to get to the cool.
Well, it's such an important, I think, just life lesson about setting that goal, about you wanting to accomplish something down the road. And then to do that, you have to put the work in ahead of time. It doesn't magically happen. And have that support along the way, because anytime you have that big goal, you hit those roadblocks, and just to continue to work through them. And that's a life lesson. And so thankful to have this opportunity for our kids. And I'm thinking about my staff also. I know I've got several staff members, even on my leadership team. I talk to them often about it's important take care of yourself so that you can serve others. And some of them just physically, they look like different people. They've really, I mean, I have four administrators that, I mean, I've seen pictures from kind of before and after then that they've really invested that. And what a great thing to model with other kids, with other staff members and other kids. And especially when you get times like this in the pandemic too, how important it is. So
today and healthy is everything.
That's right.
What else we got going on there at the foundation?
Well, I was just going to say about one kind of closing thing about Bruins on the Run and the Wooler Rock 8K. If anybody wants to come out and see it, you can come out and watch that race. You do have to be in the gates by 8 a.m. because they close it off at that point to set up for the race. But anybody can come out and watch. And again, you really have to see that in action. It's just an amazing community event. So I encourage anybody to come out to watch.
Lots of smiles, lots of really good natural beauty out there too.
It's a great event. And then just a couple of other quick things. We're in the midst of our annual campaign, which is, of course, how we fund all of these amazing programs that we do. We're also accepting teacher grants. So we've got about $50,000 in funds that we award to teachers. This is where they apply to the foundation to receive things for innovative things for their classrooms or go on trips, professional development. And about $25,000 of that $50,000 is awarded in these fall grant cycles, which are coming up right now. So we're encouraging all of our teachers to get their applications in. And then lastly, we just recently launched our Bartlesville Alumni Association. And so this is really serving as a resource to connect, reconnect and re-engage all of our alumni with each other or with our schools. But we keep saying, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Bruin alumni or you associate with the Cal-High Wildcats or the Sooner Spartans or even the Douglas Dragons. We are kind of trying to be a resource and a hub for all alumni in Bartlesville.
That is great. That's really going to pull a lot of people together.
Yeah, we've already got some reunions that happen all the time here in Bartlesville. We've got a couple classes coming back this weekend, and they get tours of the high school. And so we just, again, want to serve as kind of a complimentary resource for that.
You know, speaking of classes and what have you, we've got a little expansion going on there at BPS. Mm-hmm. And because of that, looks like our budget for the school year is a little bit healthier.
Yeah, it helps our budget. You know, our funding, the majority of our funding comes from the state, and that is allocated by how many students you have. And so, like I've been that's probably been the biggest surprise of the year, I guess, when school started. It just this bump in the student enrollment. We're up close to between 250 and 300 students overall, which is between 4% and 5%, which is the largest increase we've seen. You know, our city population has been pretty flat for years, just like our student population has been. You know, just at a Chamber of Commerce event this morning and talking to those folks from the city and some different things and how well. There's a lot of great things going on in Bartlesville, and I think that our school is also a reflection of that, is a piece of that. You know, because I get the question about where are these people coming from? Who are these students? You know, and it's interesting. We're working through that, but we've had we've had some come in that maybe have been homeschooled before, are choosing to be enrolled in our school. You know, we got a couple of local private schools that some kids have come over, but we've had a large number also in our online charter schools. We've had 42 students enroll with us that were enrolled there before, but we've had currently we have about almost 150 kids that came in from out of state, which is interesting. You know, I think that there has to be some probably correlation to, you know, folks having being able to work remotely and have some choice on where you live. And that's why it's so important for us to invest in our schools, to have programs like have a nationally recognized STEM program, because when people are making decisions on where they're going to live, on where their kids are going to go to school, you know, that type of having that STEM program is something that really sets us apart from really any school, not just in the area, but in the region. And it's really making a difference. So it's a real positive thing for the district.
But we can speak to that from experience when we moved here a couple of years ago. First of all, where is Bartlesville? Oh, there it is. And wow, what a nice town. Second thing was, how are the schools?
Yeah. Right.
And how are the surrounding schools? Well, bing. So we're right here, taxpayers, gladly doing it. And we've got a student in school, and she couldn't be happier. Great. Probably the happiest experience she's ever had, Scholastic.
We're so glad to hear that. You know, we're not perfect, but we're working hard to serve our students and staff and community. And I think at least some of the increased enrollment, you know, I suspect that has to be with how we've dealt with the pandemic this past year and a half. You know, we're not perfect with that, but we've done everything we can to keep our kids in school as much as possible. You know, we still have virtual options available for those families that choose that, which about a small percentage, about 2% of our students are doing that. But, you know, we're having school, and this year has been much more normal than previous years. I probably should hit on COVID. Tom, I can't get through any meeting without talking about COVID.
Well, I hope there comes a day where we don't have to, but this is really good news.
Yeah, it is good news. You know, I was really nervous. I think everybody was really nervous when school started. You know, at the end of August, we had over 100 cases in the district, you know, with students and staff where they were home in isolation because they had a positive case. As of this morning, we have six. We have six students, zero staff. So that's obviously significantly lower, and hopefully that number will continue mm-hmm. to trend that direction. So that's great news. We have purchased, we've used some stimulus money to purchase air purifiers for every classroom. They are now at every school site. They're deploying those throughout the district. That started right before fall break. And we also have more coming in for some of our large spaces like our gyms, Fine Arts Center as well. So that continues to go well. And I will look forward to not having to talk about that anymore.
But those air purifiers are going to be great even beyond COVID, right? Just
flu and everything else. Yeah. They're going to pay for themselves LEDs, several times
right.
over.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great investment. So we think that's a good use of those one-time monies that come in. Is it really an opportunity to make a difference for our kids and our staff?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got some things going on now with the bond issue. We're moving in the right direction, and we're going to see some things start to get built.
Yeah, we're rolling. It's really good. We've actually already have on vehicles. Mm-hmm. If you drive by the high school and see the vehicle, it doesn't have the wrap on it yet, but one that pulls the band trailer, and also we have those vehicles are in mm-hmm. place. They're able to use them at the board meeting on Monday. What we approved was for our indoor hitting facilities at the baseball field and also over at the softball field. And as a reminder, mm-hmm. The softball field will have an area just for indoor golf as well. We went ahead and approved the to purchase the metal for those two buildings. That's what we approved on Monday because of the lead time for that. And there's a lot of construction going on, and so we wanted to get that ordered. We'll have another package that will go out to approve the rest of it. But so our plan for that, for those indoor facilities, is to have those complete in the spring. So our kids will actually be able to use those in the spring, which is exciting. Monday night, we also approved the replacement of our visitor bleachers at the football field. And so we'll have those in place before graduation in the spring. And then also we'll be coming up real soon here in the next coming months to replace our running track at the high school. It needs to be replaced. We're hopeful some of that's weather dependent on when we do that. Ideally, we'd like to do it before the spring season. Mm-hmm. However, and we'll do everything we can to replace it at that time. But if not, we'll do it in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then some real exciting projects also are that will be upcoming is the entrances at Wilson and Kane Elementary. Mm-hmm. Our plan is to get those in front of the board, to get those out to bid early in 2022. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to have those up and running, usable when school starts next year, which is really pretty amazing thinking about all those projects. And I think our community really appreciates once we approve them, they can really see the what they've approved and see those things happen as well. And then, of course, our ag facility, mm-hmm. our ag program's doing great. Matter of fact, our four state champion kids, they're going to their national competition next week, which is pretty cool. But the ag facility that will where we'll be able to have some animals there, that probably won't get out to bid until probably the end of the school year. There's quite a bit of work that needs to be done in planning for that because where that will be, just as a reminder, will be over by the high school, mm-hmm. Where the Pathfinder entrance is, just south of that. That's where it's going to sit. And that whole project, once it does get started, we think it'll take about a year for it to be complete. Obviously, a lot of dirt work, earth work will need to be done to build it up out of the, out of that floodplain. We'll also be bidding out some of our elementary gym floors. We're going to be replacing those at four of our elementaries. That work will be done over the summer. We've already approved the replacement for our elevators, the original at the high school, mm-hmm. and then also over at Madison. We actually approved those back in May, but we hope to have those in place before school started. But that's something that, because of materials, has been set back and delayed, and so we're going to do that at the end of this school year. So quite a bit going on all those fronts, which is really, really pretty amazing. I'm really excited that we were able to, and our friends with the city council, they helped fund it in a way so that we can get these projects in place so that we can get the benefit, so our kids can see the benefit of these outstanding programs.
Indeed. Blair, one other thing. I understand we were taking nominees for Teacher of Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
How did it work out? We got a few?
We did. We did a great job. Earl Sears was a huge help with that. Of course, he's a former inductee and kind of took that on as his mission to get people to submit some nominations. So we've got a really great pool this year. We're just getting those to the committee today. The deadline was yesterday. And so I look forward to that event, which will be in the spring. It's going to be late March.
You know, I learned one thing about being here in Bartlesville. When Earl Sears is on a mission, let him.
That's right. You got to get out of his way.
Because he moves fast and he moves positive and he brings a lot of good things with him when he moves.
He's great.
Yes, amen. Tom, I could mention just a couple of things. I know our last board meeting a month ago, There was lots of public comment. Lots of folks were talking about that. Mm-hmm. But and I wanted to make sure just to go back because we honored some kids and really wanted to mention them again. You know, we have three National Merit semifinalists. That's a big deal. You know, there are three seniors at the high school, Charlie Olson, Morgan King, and Taryn Vinod Kumar. Those three are all National Merit semifinalists, great kids. Matter of fact, Morgan, you may remember Morgan, when he was a sophomore, he had a perfect score on his ACT. I mean, these are just, and it comes from a great family. These are just great kids. We recognize David Castillo, which I know in sports has recognized him quite a bit, being part of that USA basketball. But then Kylie Green is a gymnast. She's a senior. And she received the Shannon Miller Award. No one in Bartlesville received that in 25 years. And so she's a 4.0 student, and she's working to try to get into the Air Force Academy so she can continue to compete there. So I just wanted to mention those to remind our community about our kids. I know sometimes you have board meetings and you get talking about things that, you know, I'm not sure how much they relate to kids, but that's why we're there, and it's really an opportunity. I want to make sure that those kids get the recognition that they're due.
That's good, because it's really easy to get lost in the tall weeds of policy and administrivia and everything else like that, and you're right, it is about the students.
Yes.
And what great kids, indeed, we have here in Bartlesville. Yeah.
We do. It's been a you know, this year is definitely much more normal. Looking forward to that continuing to be. You know, our fall, we're transitioning into the winter activities. We're kind of right between that fall and the winter. And I want to just mention our marching band. They're having the best season they've had in years. They made finals in both of their competitions so far. They have their state competition coming up in the spring, and those kids work hard. I drove by the high school this morning on my way to an event at 7 o'clock, and those lights are on, and kids are out on the field. I mean, they work hard to prepare.
7:20, I can hear them. 7:20, they start.
You can tell
it's
Blair,
great.
Blair lives by the high school, but you know what? That's another thing. What great life lessons those kids are learning about the discipline that it takes to do that, and they're really representing us so well. And I had somebody stop me at our event today talking about how well the choir performed last night at their event. And our homecoming a couple weeks ago, we had a wonderful homecoming. We had more kids attend the dance after that the high school can remember in years. And those are kind of activities. You know, the academic piece is obviously very important. That's why we're there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having school in person and that social and emotional, it's important. Our kids need us. And so, and we need them. And so glad that our kids are getting that opportunity.
Great. I want to thank you both for being here with us today. Chuck McCauley and Blair Ellis, thank you very much for being on Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you